Platte River Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast. But first, we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It's session number two, Championship Saturday here for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. We've got three more state championship games planned for you here tonight. The Class D2 final between Fall City Sacred Hearts and Why Not. That'll be followed up by the Class A final between Norfolk and Omaha Westside. That will cap things off at 8:30 tonight with the Class C1 state championship ball game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Crofton. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight here on ESPN Radio. Our pregame show is brought to you by New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. So the first ball game up here tonight is going to be the Class D2 state championship ball game between Why Not. The Blue Devils looking for their fifth consecutive state championship in girls basketball. They come in with a mark of 22 wins and 5 losses on the season. They picked up 2 wins already this week over Hampton and Sandhills Thetford. They beat Hampton in the opening ball game on Thursday by a score of 66-48. Then they beat Sandhills Thetford in the semifinals by a score of 42-32. Playing a team tonight that had a lot of tradition back in the 1990s and the early 2000s, Fall City Sacred Heart. The Irish come in with a mark of 27 wins and 2 losses on the season. They beat Crawford on Thursday by a score of 44-30, and they beat Stewart in the semifinals on Friday by a score of 60-51. Fall City Sacred Heart won state championships in Class D1 in 1998, 1999, and in 2000. Then he finished runner-up in Class D1 in 2002, 2003, and 2007. We told you about the success of Why Not. They have won the last 4 years in a row. In 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2014, they also won a state championship back in 2005, and they were the runner-up in Class D2 in 2010. So Why Not's got a lot of state tournament experience, and they have played well so far in this tournament with wins over Hampton and Sandhills Thetford. We'll take a break and come back. Check the starting lineups as we continue on the New Tech Seeds pregame show on ESPN Radio.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Mike Will back at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln tonight. Championship Saturday for girls state high school basketball. We've had 3 champions already crowned, 3 champions yet to go. In Class B today, Lincoln Pius X won their third straight, not their third straight, but their third overall state championship. They beat Norris today by a score of 41-33. In the other finals here today in Class C1, it was Pierce winning over Kearney Catholic by a score of 38-35. It was a third straight win for Pierce in a girls basketball in Class C1. And then in Class D1, St. Mary's winning their first ever under head coach Tracy Berg They beat Dundee County Stratton today by a score of 52-33. So Class D2 is up first here in the second session here tonight. Falls City Sacred Heart and Why Not playing here. Why Not coming in averaging 55.1 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up 42.7 on the defensive end. Their leading scorer is Danielle Weisler. Weisler is averaging 10.9 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. She has scored 13 points in each of the two contests so far here at the state tournament. Seeing a team in Falls City Sacred Hearts. They come in averaging 49.3 points per ball game on offense. They are very good on defense. The Irish giving up only 30.7 points per ball game on defense. And their leading scorer is Elizabeth Magdance, who's averaging 9.9 points per ball game. And also Maggie Goltz, who's averaging 9.5. Actually, their leading scorer is Abby Magdance, who's averaging 12.3 points per ball game. No consolation games this year in classes A and B, but consolation games in the final four classes. Lincoln Christian is playing in Norfolk Catholic right now. They're at the end of the third quarter as of now, as the lights have gone off here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We had Guardian Angels Central Catholic today rolling past Sutton in the consolation game by a score of 69-38 in the Class D1 consolation game. It was Howells Dodge getting by Blue Hill by a score of 59-52. And also in a consolation game from earlier today in Class D2, it was Stewart winning over Sandhill Stepford by a score of 47-41. So they've got most of the consolation games completed now. It's being played down at Lincoln Southwest today. Lincoln Christian is playing at Norfolk Catholic right now. They are at the end of the third quarter. Lincoln Christian had the lead here. So we're getting set for this Class D2 state championship ball game tonight here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. They're making a presentation here like they do each and every state championship game on the big screen at Pinnacle Bank. And right now the lights are off as we sit here on the press row getting set for the contest here tonight. We'll get the introduction of the starting lineups and a whole lot more before we tip this one off, the Class D2 state championship ball game. As the lights come back on, we're going to have the singing of the national anthem. Then we'll get set for the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Again, two more games yet to come. It's going to be Class A following this one with Norfolk and Omaha Westside. Norfolk is a team that is the number 8 seed in the state tournament, as they have picked up some upset wins over the top-seeded Omaha Benson Bunnies and also the fifth-ranked Bellevue West squad. They have won two games, two upset wins to get to the state finals here tonight. Then in the Class C2, it'll be Crofton looking for their fourth straight title as they take on Hastings St. Cecilia, a team that blew by Sutton last night by a score of 84-38. So we've got the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight here on ESPN Radio.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
So the singing of the national anthem has got set for basketball here tonight. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Why not in Falls City Sacred Heart here tonight? First game of three we'll have for you on ESPN Radio. In Falls City Sacred Heart coming in 27-2 on the season. Why not is at 22-5. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First of all, for Falls City Sacred Heart, it'll be Abby Magdance. Magdance is averaging 12.3 points per ball game and 2.5 rebounds per game. She's had contests of 11 and 22 points so far in this girls' state high school basketball tournament and their wins over Crawford and Stewart. Then we've got Elizabeth Magdance. She is a 5'9" and senior. Magdance is averaging 9.9 points per ball game. She's the sister of Abby. She's had games of 10 and 15 points so far in the state tournament. Maggie Goltz is a 6'1" junior. Goltz is averaging 9.5 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. There we see Lexi Barnes. Barnes is a 5'6" sophomore. Barnes is averaging 4.9 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. She scored 10 yesterday in their semifinal win over Stewart. And the other starter for the Irish of Falls City Sacred Hearts is going to be Jade Hill. Jade Hill is a 5'10" and sophomore. She's averaging 5.6 points per ball game. The Irish are coached by Doug Goltz. For Why Not here in this basketball game here tonight, the Blue Devils, a team that is 22-5 on the season. They will start this way. Jenna Heine is a 5'6" senior. Heine is averaging 14.8 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Heine has had contests at 13-11 in their two wins over Hampton and Sandhills Thetford so far during the state tournament. Courtney Arkfeld is a 5'8" sophomore. Arkfeld is averaging 9.8 points and 7 rebounds per game. She had 19 on Thursday in the ball game against Hampton. Danielle Weisler is a 5'4" junior. Weisler is averaging 10.9 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. She has scored 13 points in each of the two games so far. Carissa Kakta is a 5'7" sophomore. She is averaging 5.7 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. And then the other starter for Wyandotte is going to be Christy Bruning. Bruning is 5'10" and a senior. Bruning is averaging 6.4 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lines tonight brought to you by Kearney 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. So it's going to be Wyandotte dressed in their blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the black. They'll be shooting to our basket to our left here in the first half of play. Fall City Sacred Heart going to be dressed in their white uniforms. They'll be trimmed and lettered in the green, and they'll shoot to our basket to our right as we get set to go for the Class D2 state championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio. Three games, again, have already been decided. If you're just joining us, Lincoln Pius won in Class B today. Pius beating Doris by a score of 41-33. In the Class C1 championship ball game, it was Pierce over Kearney Catholic by a score of 38-35. Kearney Catholic got a late steal in that ball game, but they were ruled for a foul and ended up pretty well sealing it up for Pierce as they knocked off the Stars by a score of 38-35 to win their third straight. And then earlier today in Class D1, it was St. Mary's, the number one overall seed here in the state tournament, beating Dundee County Stratton by a score of 52-33. So we got the girls' state high school basketball tournament wrapping up here today. And the boys' state high school basketball tournament gets underway next Thursday. It'll run Thursday through Saturday down here in Lincoln. And, of course, the stations of Platte River Radio will have complete coverage of all the area teams. Plus, we'll have all six state championship ball games for you next Saturday here on ESPN Radio. So we're sneaking up on the tip-off of the ball game. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the girls' state high school basketball tournament tonight on ESPN Radio.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. The girls' state high school basketball tournament tonight here on ESPN Radio. Fall City Sacred Heart and Wyandotte will get things started here tonight. Jumping into the center circle is Krista Bruning. for the Why Not, the Blue Devils. In there is going to be Maggie Goldspore, Fall City Sacred Hearts. The Class D2 state championship ball game. Why Not has been so tough in these state tournaments in recent years. Again, they have won four in a row, seeking number five here tonight. The Blue Devils of Why Not, 22-5 in the season. And Fall City Sacred Heart at 27-2. All right, there's the whistle, and we're set to go. Class D2 state championship. The ball is in the air, and Fall City Sacred Heart controls the opening tip. Why Not is going to play a man-to-man defense and has been very good this year, giving up only 42.7 points per ball game. At Fall City Sacred Heart, a little bit more stingy on their end of the floor, giving up only 30 points per ball game. There's a feed inside to Jade Hill. The shot's going to be no good, and the ball is brought out of there by Why Not. That's Christy Bruning with the ball for Why Not as they come up to the right sideline to Jenny Heine. Heine's been in the state tournament the past couple of years and has performed extremely well. She's their leading scorer, averaging 14.8 points per ball game. There's Kuda with the ball out here at the top of the key. Gives it to Danielle Weisler. Weisler goes over here on the left side of the wing to Jenna Heine. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Throws it to the far side. Lyle. That's going to be Kuda with the ball. Takes it to the lane. And we got double dribble violation on Kuda. That's going to be the first turnover in the ball game on Why Not. And it's going to be Fall City Sacred Heart playing it in here in backcourt. Just in the way here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. 7:13 to play in the first quarter. No score between Why Not and Fall City Sacred Heart. Another traveling violation. That's going to go on Elizabeth Magdance. They're trying to bring it up against the Why Not pressure. And Magdance got the happy feet just as she was ready to cross the 10-second line there. So a turnover on Fall City Sacred Heart. Why Not has got to basketball as they bring it back into their offensive zone. That's going to be Danielle Weisler with the ball. Weisler down to a Heine here at the top of the key. Heine takes it to the elbow. Pass over here on the left side to Akuda. Gives it back to Heine now. Heine moves it to the top of the key on the dribble. Down to the right wing. Goes to the far sideline to Danielle Weisler. Takes it to the free throw line. Spins there. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out to Heine on the wing. Drives it to the basket. Her shot no good. Ball is loose underneath the basket. Recovered there by Arkfeld. Gets it out of the wing on the right side. That's going to be Weisler with the ball trying to penetrate. Throws it up on the baseline. Her shot good. Danielle Weisler scores on a short right baseline. And that's a 2-0 ball game now. Why Not has got the lead over Fall City Sacred Hearts. Here's pressure in the backcourt. They nearly threw it away. The Irish come back with the ball down the near sideline. Lexi Barnes finally gets it into the forecourt to a Magdance down on the far sideline. She gets it to Abby Magdance. We've got two sisters out there for Fall City Sacred Hearts. Here's a Maggie Goltz with the ball. Gives it away down to Magdance. This is Elizabeth Magdance. Spins, drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. She goes and her shot is up there and in. Elizabeth Magdance scoring there for Fall City Sacred Hearts. And now we're tied up at 2 points apiece. The Class D2 state championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio. Danielle Weisler with the ball, drives it down the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot off of the window is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jade Hill. Jade Hill flips the ball away here in backcourt to Magdance. Down to Elizabeth Magdance. Comes to the near sideline to Lexi Barnes. Feeds the ball inside down to Jade Hill. Her shot's up there, no good. Bound for the rebound. Drop down there. The shot is up and in. That's Maggie Goltz. Maggie Goltz grabs the offensive rebound on the putback in Fall City Sacred Heart. Out on top now of Why Not by a score of 4-2 in this basketball game. 5:19 to play in the opening quarter. There's a Kuda driving down the lane. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's going to be fouled in the play. And Kuda will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Carissa Kuda takes it right down the lane there and draws the personal foul. Magdance picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one at Fall City Sacred Heart here in this first quarter of play. So Carissa Kuda goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the right side. It is no good. Kuda has had games of 9 and 8 points so far during this Girls State High School basketball tournament for Why Not. And their wins over Hampton, 66-48, and over Sand Hills Thetford yesterday, 42-32. Kuda's next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the score is now 4-3. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a 1-point lead over Why Not. There's a pass. They get it to Goltz. Her shot is up and in. They break the pressure from Why Not, and Maggie Goltz gets the easy field goal at the other end for the Irish of Fall City Sacred Heart. 6-3 is the score now. Fall City has got the lead. Here comes Danielle Weisler with the ball. Comes across the top to Kuda. Brings it to the left side to Jenny Heine. Jenna Heine dribbling with the ball over here for Why Not. Comes out between the circles now to Kuda. It's a back outside here to a Danielle Weisler out near the 10-second line. They run the offense over to Jenna Heine. Get to the high post. Deshaun is up there from the free throw line by Arkfield. It's going to be an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Skyler Arkfield throws up the shot from the free throw line. It misses everything, and it goes out of bounds. End of the ball game now for Fall City Sacred Heart is going to be Lauren Parrish. Parrish into the ball game now for the Irish. She's a 6-foot freshman who's averaging 1.8 points per ball game as they get her some early playing time here. There's Abby Magdance with the ball. Now to Parrish. She's going to be whistled for the traveling violation. She had a 2-on-1 break after the Irish break the pressure, and Parrish is guilty of the traveling violation. That's the second turnover on Fall City Sacred Heart here in this first quarter of play. 4:30 remaining in the opening period. 6-3 the score. Fall City Sacred Hearts out on top by 3 points here. That's Jenna Heine with the ball. Brings it on the dribble to the top of the key to Olivia Weisler, who's into the ball game. Down to Jenna Heine again. Moves it to the right side. Flips it away. Out here in 3-point territory. Weisler for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Parrish. The ball's going to be stripped away. And a shot is up there and in by Skyler Arkfeld. Skyler knocks the ball away from Parrish. And Arkfeld gets the easy field goal. Now it's a 6-5 ball game. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a 1-point lead here over Why Not in the Class D2 state championship ball game. Running with the ball out here is going to be Elizabeth Magdance. Goes to the far sideline. Down to Abby Magdance. Abby gets it away to Elizabeth. She's on the far sideline now behind a screen from Parrish. Moves into the free throw line out here on the right wing. A shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good by Barnes. Down for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Jade Hill is tied up in the play there by Jenna Heine of Why Not. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Why Not. So the Blue Devils will come back with the basketball with 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And we have got a timeout on the floor. A timeout on the floor, 3:33 to play here in the first quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll take a break for the score. Fall City Sacred Heart 6, Why Not 5.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Championship Saturday for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Our coverage this weekend brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings, and also Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. 6-5 is the score. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a 1-point lead over Why Not as the Blue Devils will play things in here in backcourt. Coming up next, we've got the Class A state championship ball game between Norfolk and Omaha Westside. That'll be at 6:30 tonight. Then at 8:30, Crofton will take on Hastings St. Cecilia for the Class C2 crown. Why Not trailing by one. Blue Devils have the ball in their offensive zone. Arkfeld has got it. Moves it to the left side of the floor now to a Weisler. Weisler brings it inside the free throw circle. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Kuda. Drives the baseline. It's cut off nicely there by Kelsey Foraker, who's into the ball game now for Fall City Sacred Hearts. Over here to Arkfeld on the left side of the lane. Drives it to the goal. And shot is up there and in. Courtney Arkfeld scoring there for Why Not. And the Blue Devils go out on top now by a score of 7-6 here in the ball game. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Pass to the far sideline. Elizabeth Magdance has got the ball. Elizabeth gets it back to Abby Magdance into the forecourt now. Down in the corner. Foraker has got it. Can't drive the baseline. Throws it back out of the wing. A three-pointer thrown up there by Magdance. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Why Not. That's Courtney Arkfeld with the ball. Gets it ahead now to Kuda. Drives it to the elbow. Stomps there. Bounce pass comes out to Danielle Weisler. Fall City Sacred Hearts is in a man-to-man defense here as they take a look at that. Goes over to Olivia Weisler. Out of the top of the key, a three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Arkfeld. Ball goes to the corner. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Fall City Sacred Heart basketball. They'll play things in here in backcourt. Jenna Heine coming back into the ball game now for Wynot. Skylar Arkfeld also checks in for the Blue Devils. Ball City Sacred Heart will play things in here in backcourt with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Now they're going to give the ball to Wynot. They're going to give the ball to Wynot down here. So the Blue Devils will play things in from underneath their own basket. That surprises everybody. Is lob it into the lane. Arkfeld grabs it, goes up with a shot. She's fouling the play. Arkfeld's going to go to the free throw line. She is fouling the play here by Fall City Sacred Hearts. That's going to be Jade Hill picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two called on the Fall City Sacred Heart here in this first quarter of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Arkfeld, and her shot is up there and in. Skyler now with 3 points in the ball game. She had a field goal just a minute or so ago. Skyler Arkfeld will have one more. Toes the mark. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. So she hits a pair of free throws. And Wynot now has the lead over Fall City Sacred Heart by a score of 9-6. Abby Magdance with the ball here in backcourt. Double team. Throws it to the center of the floor to Foraker. They break the press with a throw to Maggie Gold. She drives and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down here to a Wynot. The Blue Devils have the ball back. Danielle Weisler into the forecourt. They go to the right side. That's Jenna Heine with the ball. Out to Weisler. She'll back it out now. And 3 points to Troy. Ball City Sacred Hunt still in that man-to-man defense. There's a feed to the right side on the high wing. That's going to be Jenna Heine. Skip pass goes down in the left corner. Shot by Arkfeld from three. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Fall City Sacred Heart. So the Irish will play things in here in backcourt with a 1:43 left in the first quarter. In the ball game now for the Irish is going to be Lexi Barnes. Also coming into the ball game now is Christy Bruning for the Blue Devils of Wynot. The Class D2 State Championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio. Wynot looking for their fifth straight state championship. They've got the lead over Fall City Sacred Heart by a score of 9-6. Here's Elubis Magdance with the ball now. Hands it away to Abby Magdance. They get it to the top of the key. That's going to be Jade Hill. Now she hands the ball away. They send it to the right side now. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Elizabeth Magdance. Lobs it inside to Maggie Goltz. Back out to the far sideline to Barnes. Dumps it back inside to Goltz. She's double-teamed. Top of the key. Here's Magdance driving. Dumps it away again to Goltz underneath the basket. And the shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Goltz is a big, tall girl. They're going to try to use her inside. Maggie Goltz is at 6'1" and a junior. She's been averaging 9.5 points per ball game. She was fouled in a play there. Now she'll go to the free throw line for two shots here. Bruning picks up the personal foul for Wynot. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Blue Devils of Wynot. Shot from the free throw line by Goltz is good. She'll get another one here. 9-7 is the score now. Wynot's got the lead over Fall City Sacred Hearts. Maggie Goltz has had games of 8-5 so far during the state tournament and two previous games. Next shot is up there is good. And Maggie's off to a great start here tonight. She's got 6 points here in this one, a couple of field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 6 of the 8 points for Fall City Sacred Hearts. And the Irish are back to within 1 point. 9-8 is the score. Wynot out on top. Here come the Blue Devils up the floor. That's going to be Weisler with the ball. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Jenny Heine. Now out to Weisler again. And she can't attack this thing, so she'll reset the offense. Now tries to penetrate. She stumbles going down the lane. She falls down, gets the ball to the far sideline, and now a foul is going to be called. She got the ball out to Akuda on the far sideline after she fell down in the lane. And a personal foul is going to be called here on the Irish. That's Lexi Barnes. Barnes picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 3 on Fall City Sacred Heart here in the first quarter of play. Non-shooting situation, so Wynot will play things in. Heine has got the ball now to Arkfeld. Brings it back to Jenna Heine right here at the top of the key, looking to penetrate. Now backs it back out. 41 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 9-8. Wynot has got the lead. Weisler has got the ball now to Heine on the wing on the left side. Heine dribbles to her right, gets it out between the circles, now to Arkfeld. Back to Heine. Heine pops from 10, shot good. Jenna Heine scoring there for Wynot. And the Blue Devils go out on top now by 3 points. 11-8 is the score. Here's a Magdance with the ball. Elizabeth driving down the floor. She stops down here on the baseline. She's in trouble, sends it inside now. To Jade Hill kicks it back out to Magdance in the corner. Getting away now, drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there, and she draws the personal foul. Magdance will go to the free throw line now for Ball City Sacred on after she was hammered in the play. There's no fouls going to be whistled on Carissa Kuda, I think, picked up the personal foul. Nope. Alexis Barnes picks up the foul. Barnes picks up the personal foul there. And going to the free throw line now for Fall City Sacred Hearts is going to be Elizabeth Magdance. Her first shot is up there. It's going to be good. So it's now a 11-9 ball game in favor of Fall City Sacred Hearts and in favor of Why Not. Why Not's got the lead with 7.2 seconds to play. Magdance will go to the free throw line for one more. Shot is up there and it's good, so she can't skip a couple of free throws. We got ourselves a one-point ball game, 11-10. Here's Jenna Heine with ball into the forward court now for Why Not. Out here, a long three-pointer thrown up. It's no good by Weisler, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books here tonight in the Class D2 state championship ball game. Why Not has got the lead over Fall City Sacred Heart after one. It's Why Not 11, Fall City Sacred Heart 10.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Our girls' state tournament coverage brought to you in part on ESPN Radio by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Merritt Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Why Not hitting 4 out of 10 in the first quarter from the field, 40%. Fall City Sacred Heart just 3 out of 8 for 37%. Why Not 0 out of 3 on three-pointers. Fall City Sacred Heart zip for 2. From the free throw line, Why Not is 3 out of 4 for 75%. Fall City Sacred Heart, 3 out of 3. The Irish, they have 6 rebounds in the first quarter of play, 5 for Why Not. But Why Not's got a 1-point lead. 11-10 is the score. The Blue Devils on top looking for their 5th straight state championship in girls basketball. Jenna Heine with the ball comes to the top of the key. That's Arkfeld, moves to her left. Lifts the ball away to Danielle Weisler out here in three-point territory. Now to Heine on the wing on the right side. Weisler back out between the circles. She'll back up near the 10-second line and send it over to Jenna Heine on the wing on the right side. Penetrates into the lane and now retreats back out here beyond the three-point circle. Gets it back out to Carissa Kuda with the ball now. Kuda gets it to Danielle Weisler. Weisler dribbling the ball 30 seconds into the second quarter. Here's a Jenna Heine. Dribbles behind her back at the free throw line. Goes over to Weisler on the far sideline, takes it down in the baseline. Now she's trapped down there. Lobs it back out here to Arkfeld. Arkfeld down to Carissa Kuda. Kuda dribbling with the ball, takes it down the left side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Still can't put up a shot. The Jenna Heine, good defense here by Fall City Sacred Hearts. It's going to be Weisler now penetrating the free throw line. Jump pass goes over there to Jenna Heine. And now Why Not? They want to call a timeout. Unable to crack that Fall City Sacred Heart defense. In Fall City, very stingy all season long, giving up only 30.7 points per ball game. And in that possession, Why Not? And all kinds of problems there. They had no answer. We got a timeout brought to you by the Nebraska Land National Bank. Time to take to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Back with more after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
All right, back here in the second quarter, the girls' Class D2 state championship ball game between Wynot and Fall City Sacred Hearts. Wynot has got an 11-10 lead over the Irish as the Blue Devils will play things in off of the far sideline. Class A state championship game is coming up next between Norfolk and Omaha Westside. We'll cap things off with Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia tonight beginning at 8:30. There's a Jenna Heine with the ball. The Blue Devils calling the timeout. They're trying to find a combination that's going to get some penetration in there against Fall City Sacred Hearts defense. There's a Weasler with the ball, top of the key. She throws up a three-pointer, shot no good, and a rebound comes down in the corner. Arkfeld grabs the ball, keeps it alive for Wynot. Danielle Weasler with the ball out to Heine. Heine penetrates on the right side of the lane, still can't put up a shot, comes back out to Weasler. Wynot has held the ball the entire second quarter so far. We're about a minute and a half in. There's a shot for three up there and in. Jenna Heine throws up the three-pointer. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame, and Wynot's out on top by a score of 14-10. Here's Fall City Sacred Heart with the ball. Lexi Barnes takes it down the right sideline to Maggie Goltz, drives it to the free throw line. Flips it out here to Magdance. Now to Elizabeth Magdance for three. Shot no good. Rebound Goltz, and she's fouled in the play. Maggie Goltz with another rebound there. She averages 5.6 rebounds per game. She was fouled in the play here by Carissa Kuda. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number three on Wynot here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so Fall City Sacred Heart will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. So Wynot's got to lead 14-10 over Fall City Sacred Hearts. Magdance will inbound the ball. She'll get it out here to a Maggie Goltz. Right here at the top of the three-point circle. Drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. She draws another personal foul. Another foul here will go on Wynot as Goltz took it right to the hole there for Fall City Sacred Hearts. The foul's going to go on Courtney Arkfeld. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on Wynot here in the ball game. And going to the free throw line will be Maggie Goltz. Her shot is up there. The shot is good. Maggie's already got 7 points in the basketball game, averages 9.5 on the season. So Maggie Goltz will have one more. She's 3 out of 3 from the stripe. Looks up there again. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up and good as he bangs that one home. Goltz now with 8 points in the ball game. And Fall City Sacred Heart is back to within 2 points, 14-12. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament here today on ESPN Radio. Mike Will from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln today. This is the fourth game of six that we got for you today here on ESPN. Jenna Heine with the ball out here to Danielle Weasler. Weasler sends it over the right side to Olivia Weasler. Dribbles to the elbow. There's a bounce pass down the lane, and a jump ball is going to be called. Olivia Weasler is tied up in the play there by Abby Magdance. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Fall City Sacred Hearts. And that's a turnover on Wynot. That's their second of the ball game. Into the ball game now will be Jenna Heine again after a short breather there for the Blue Devils of Wynot. Fall City Sacred Heart will play the ball in. That's Elizabeth Magdance on the far side. Brings it back to Abby. This now crosses the 10-second line. Now she's double-teamed out here. Magdance gets it away to Elizabeth Magdance. Flips it to the far sideline to Alexi Barnes. Barnes dribbles a couple of times and comes out to Abby Magdance on the far side. Wynot is in a zone defense. Wynot started in a man-to-man. Now they're zoned here in the second quarter. Lexi Barnes down in the corner. Bombs it out between the circles again to Abby Magdance. Abby throws it over here on the right side to Elizabeth. Inside to Jade Hill. Back out on top to Abby Magdance. On the right side to Elizabeth Magdance. Now to Barnes. Top of the key again to Abby Magdance. Hops inside, puts up a shot over Hill, around the rim and down. Abby Magdance scoring there for Fall City Sacred Hearts. That's her first field goal of the ball game. We're tied up at 14. There's a three-pointer thrown up there by Heine. That's going to be no good. The ball lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Wynot underneath the basket. Christy Bruning had her hands on it there for the Blue Devils, but lost it out of bounds. That's going to be Fall City Sacred Heart playing things in. Into the ball game now for Wynot. It's going to be Skylar Arkfeld. She comes into the contest. Also coming in will be Courtney Arkfeld. So we've got the Weaslers. We've got the Arkfelds playing for Wynot. We've got the Magdances playing for Fall City Sacred Hearts. Here's Abby Magdance with the ball. She has it tipped away, but she picks her back up. Out here to Lexi Barnes. Over here on the wing on the right side, dribbling with the ball is going to be Elizabeth Magdance. To Abby Magdance, left side of the floor. Down to Lexi Barnes. Over here on the right side where the ball is going to be Elizabeth Magdance on the high post to Jade Hill. Drops it down low and her shot's up and in. Sarah Wurtenberger, who just checked into the ball game, scores there for Fall City Sacred Hearts. Now the Irish have got the lead by a score of 16-14 here in this ball game. Danielle Weisler with the ball out here to a Jenna Heine. Heine comes over here to Olivia Weisler. Dribbling on the left side of the floor, reverses the ball and gets it to Jenny Heine. She's got it at the top of the key, flips it back out here in 3 points territory to Danielle Weisler. Weisler looking, comes to Heine now at the point, swings the left side to Olivia Weisler. Back out to Heine, dribbles it to the top of the key, thought about the three but passed it up to Danielle Weisler on the wing on the right side. She puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key now for the Wynot Blue Devils. Off to Jenna Heine. She takes it to the top of the key inside the free throw circle. Still can't put up a shot. Down to Olivia Weisler. Bounce pass inside is going to be deflected away from Arkfeld. The ball is loose. It rolls out to the corner. A shot is up there. No good by Arkfeld. And now we got a foul call on the rebound. Ball City Sacred Heart came out of there with a basketball. But a personal foul is going to be called here on the Blue Devils. Weisler picking up the personal foul. Olivia Weisler. That's going to be her first. Number 32, team foul number 5 on Wynot here in this first half of play. Fall City Sacred Heart has got 3. We're down to 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in this second quarter. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a 2-point lead over Wynot. 16-14 is the score. Fall City Sacred Heart with the ball in their offensive zone. Elizabeth Magdance gets it to Goltz. Now down in the corner, his shot is put up there. It's going to be no good by Foraker, who's into the ball game. The rebound comes down to Wynot coming back the other way. Arkfeld has got the ball. Now to Danielle Weisler. Stopped at the free throw line. They get it back down in the left corner down there to Kuda. Kuda now to Arkfeld. Back outside the ring now to Danielle Weisler. Runs the offense. Goes to the high wing over there on the right side to Jenna Heine. Right inside the right in front of the Fall City Sacred Heart bench. Out here to Carissa Kuda. They lob it inside now to Arkfeld. She goes up. Her shot over Goltz. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Fall City Sacred Hearts. Jaden Hill has got the rebound. Gets it away to Abby Magdance. Down to Goltz. Abby Magdance. Left side, Elizabeth Magdance. Trying to penetrate. Can't do it. And she forces up a shot and draws the personal foul. She couldn't find anybody to throw it to. So she just forces up a shot and she draws the personal foul here. Jenna Heine picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. And that's going to send Ball City Sacred Heart to the free throw line. Elizabeth Magdance, who's got, 4 points in the ball game thus far. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. She's now 3 out of 3 from the line. And Ball City Sacred Heart is 7 out of 7 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Olivia Weisler coming into the ball game now for the Blue Devils of Wynot. It's a 17-14 ball game. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Magdance. So they continue to shoot the ball well from the free throw line today. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a 4-point lead, 18-14. 2 minutes to play now here in the second quarter. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Weisler in the lane. Throws it on the baseline. Kuda shots up and in. Carissa Kuda scoring on a short baseline jumper. And now it's an 18-16 ball game. Fall City Sacred Heart with a 2-point lead. Magdance gets it to Abby Magdance. Abby moves it to the left side of the floor now for Fall City Sacred Heart behind a screen from Jade Hill. Moves it back to the far sideline. Barnes has got it. Lexi Barnes out here to Abby Magdance. Back to Barnes again. Inside the Goltz. Drops it down low and it's going to be overthrown. Overthrown down there to Jade Hill. They had a high-low set sent there. And Goltz throws the ball over the head of Jade Hill out of bounds underneath the basket for Fall City Sacred Heart. That's the third turnover on the Irish so far in this basketball game. 18-16 is the score. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a 2-point lead. Here's a Danielle Weisler with the ball behind the screen. Two-handed pass comes to the near side down in the corner to Arkfeld. Arkfeld looking, comes back out on top to Jenna Heine. She drives it to the elbow, still can't penetrate down the lane. Comes out to Danielle Weisler. She'll try her luck. Gets it to the free throw line. Now hesitates. Drives it down the left side of the lane and draws the personal foul on Elizabeth Magdance. Magdance picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Fall City Sacred Heart here in this first half of play. Fall And now going, there's going to be no free throws there. There's just at four. It's not a shooting situation. So Danielle Weisler will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. They come out here to a Jenna Heine. Heine here at the top of the key. Fall City Sacred Heart is still in a zone defense out there. Heine with the ball 25 feet away from the basket. Comes over here to Olivia Weisler. Drives it down to the baseline. It's cut off. Kicks it back out to Heine for three. Shot is up there. No good. Long rebound comes to the corner. Goes out of bounds, and it can be Fall City Sacred Heart ball. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament tonight here on ESPN Radio. Norfolk and Omaha Westside coming up next in the Class A State Championship ball game. That will finish things off with a Class C2 title game between Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia. That one will tip off at 8:30 tonight here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the ball here, 38 seconds to play. Here in quarter number two, Goltz has got the ball deep right corner. Gets it to Lexi Barnes. Back out near the 10-second line to Magdance, and she'll just hold it there. Fall City Sacred Heart will go for the final shot here. They get it to Lexi Barnes. Why not? We'll just stand in their 1-2-2 zone defense now and maybe extend it out a little bit as they force the action now with 15 seconds to play. Abby takes a look at the clock. Abby Magdance for Fall City Sacred Hearts. Runs the offense, comes to the near side, spins, takes it inside the free throw circle. To Elizabeth Magdance, drives all the way down the left side of the lane and scores. Elizabeth Magdance scoring there, and time expires here in the first half of play. Elizabeth Magdance takes it down the left side of the lane, all the way to the hole and scores. She gets the final field goal in this first half of play, and Fall City Sacred Heart is going to have the lead at halftime. We have reached the halftime point here in the Class D2 State Championship game. We'll take a break. Fall City Sacred Heart 20, Why Not 16.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
All right, we're back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Why not? Fall City Sacred Heart in the Class D2 State Championship ball game. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the lead by a score of 20-16. Halftime show brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. So it's a 20-16 ball game. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the lead over Why Not here in the first half of play. The Class D2 State Championship ball game with two more yet to come tonight. Norfolk against Omaha Westside at 6:30. Fall City Sacred Heart, Why Not playing here, and we'll finish things off with Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia in the Class C2 State Championship ball game at 8:30 tonight. Halftime. Spent a couple of minutes here with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Bob, good to see you again, my man.
Will, always a pleasure to be on the air with a man of your caliber.
So we're here in the state championship day, the third day of three here in the girls' state tournament. We've seen some interesting ball games. I guess the big story of the state tournament so far has been the run out of Norfolk in Class A.
Yeah, that's one of the storylines, no doubt. I mean, Norfolk comes in here barely above 500, gets two upset wins, and I don't know, based on what I hear people say who see more Class A basketball than I do, they've got a better than average chance. And I know that they've got a superstar in this Bradley. J.C. Bradley's a wonderful basketball player. She's one of those girls that can go off for 30 points. And that would be a refreshing change from what we've seen today, because we've had trouble getting our teams to 30 points. So.
Yeah, we've had some very low-scoring games so far in the three previous games, and it looks like this one is headed there again. Is it just the nature of championship basketball? When you get to this point, you don't want to make a lot of mistakes out there.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I don't know, Mike. It is. It's weird because, you know, there is no doubt the girls' game has made so many advancements over the years. But this tournament, actually from beyond the very first session or the very first day, there was some exciting 60- and 70-point games. And from that point, points have all but evaporated. So you said a mouthful. You don't want to make any mistakes because, honestly, 40 points will probably win this.
Yeah, St. Mary's and Friend, they set a record as far as combined points between the two teams on the opening day. We saw 80-plus points last night from Hastings St. Cecilia. So there are some teams scoring points. I'll be anxious to see what St. Cecilia can do tonight in the Class C2 state championship game with Crofton. I don't know if there's a lot of people giving St. Cecilia a whole lot of chances in this one, but they feel they can play with Crofton this year.
Well, I'm sure they do, but in fairness, nobody should probably give them a chance. I mean, Crofton has earned its stripes. It's earned its position, not just at the top of C2, but there's a lot of people think that, you know, on a neutral court, they could beat anybody in the state. And they, you know, Crofton girls basketball is in a place that C2 girls basketball hasn't gone very often. But it seems to be a fairly certain true case that Crofton's coach, Aaron Lozen, won't coach anymore after tonight. I have not confirmed that firsthand. I haven't talked to Aaron, but I've talked to some people who know Aaron and know the program, and that's the talk out there. So that's about the last thing St. Cecilia needs is a goodbye wish for their head coach. Don't know, don't have that 100% confirmed, but regardless, Crofton is an outstanding basketball program. St. Cecilia is an outstanding team, and it's frustrating because, frankly, there's a lot of years St. Cecilia would be a walkover in C2. This is not one of them, but if Farmer goes off for 36 again, anything's possible.
I've also heard your rumor about Coach Lozing at Crofton. That's been kind of the rumor circulating down here, so he could be coaching his final game for Crofton today. Like you said, that's the last thing that St. Cecilia needs is the girls playing for their coach here today.
Yeah, like I said, I have not talked to Aaron. I talked to Aaron a lot, but I have not talked to him about this, and so I don't know. Well, for right now, what St. Cecilia needs as much as anything, I think, is get off to a good start. Don't get in a hole early. You know, last year, as you remember, they got buried early, and they really had no chance. They're a year older. Those guards, you know, they've got the guards. Hamburger and Farmer are the kind of kids that can hold up to that pressure, and that does give St. Cecilia a chance. Everybody knows the schedule St. Cecilia's played. They played a lot of great basketball. They're not going to be intimidated. It's just a matter of if they can execute. And maybe make Crofton make some mistakes, which is something people don't think of very often, but it could happen.
That's in the final ball game here tonight at 8:30, the Class C2 state championship. We've talked about Class A. Next week, we've got the boys state tournament down here. What are you looking for next week?
Well, I'll tell you what, when I think of next week, you know what's really got my attention? I really want to see Winnebago play. Winnebago, 24-25-1. They're legit. I mean, Norfolk Catholic won the Mid-State Conference. That's Pierce, Cedar Catholic, Boone, Norfolk Catholic. All these teams, they won that conference tournament. They went and played Winnebago in the district final, got beat by 26 points. And I want to see Winnebago. There's obviously a fascination with a reservation team, just seeing how their game translates. But by all accounts, they're good enough to – do some serious damage in C1. And obviously there are great storylines in all the classes, but if you ask the first thing that comes to my mind, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Is there a team that you would consider a clear-cut favorite to maybe win a state championship next week in boys basketball?
Well, let's see. Not really an A. Not really in B, C1, I doubt it. C2, not really.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot, my man.
Not really. I mean, right off the top of my head, not really. But the point is that really the boys game, probably there'll be more points. But it's the same thing. I mean, one bad half and you could be done. And so I don't know. I'm anxious to see the boys down here. There'll be a lot of great basketball. I'm anxious to see St. Cecilia's boys. Who, I tell you what, for allowing for class size and maybe not even allowing for class size, Will, that's as skilled a group of basketball players as I've seen. I'm not saying that they would win Class A, but when it comes to basketball skill, how they've been taught, how they execute, what they do, all the different kinds of things they can do, they're going to be really tough to beat.
Going back to Crofton again in girls basketball, if we put them in Class A, how good would they be?
Good.
Would they be a top five team?
Good. Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen them a couple times. People who follow girls basketball, all you need to know about this year's, well, not all you need to know. They've got 10-12 girls that can play, 10 that can play really good varsity basketball. Their leaders, that Allison Arnes girl, she's already been a 2-time All-Stater. Their coaches never say anything, but Coach Losing says she is 1A behind Amber Heggie in the history of Crofton basketball. And anybody who knows anything about Crofton or girls basketball knows what a superstar. I mean, she's played professional basketball for 10 years, Amber has. So they're good. And I've talked to some people, again, who see more Class A basketball than me. And they confirm the suspicion. It would be fun. It would be fun to see them play.
It's too bad we don't play off all the classes, huh, like some states do.
I got a feeling the way things have gone this weekend, Hoosiers looks like a good option. Just one class, one game. Let's get it over with. Let's see what happens. So
always a pleasure seeing you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Michael. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yep. Bob Jensen, the guy from Huskerland Prep, with us here on the halftime show, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. And we'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as we continue on ESPN Radio.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care, and I think that that's just continued on.
I think the Common Core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
All right, the final consolation game has been completed now here in Lincoln. That was in Class C1, where Lincoln Christian has beaten Norfolk Catholic today by a score of 67-50. In the other consolation games in Class C2, Guardian Angel Central Catholic all over Sutton today by a score of 69-28. It was Howells Dodge in Class D1 beating Blue Hill 59-52, and Stewart took care of Sandhills Thetford 47-41. Shooting numbers in the first half of play. It was a Wynot hitting 6 out of 17 for 35%. Ball City Sacred Heart 6 out of 13 for 46%. Wynot was 1 out of 7 on three-pointers for 14%. Ball City Sacred Heart 0 out of 3. For the free throw line, Wynot was 3 out of 4 for 75%. Ball City Sacred Heart 8 out of 8. The rebounds, Ball City Sacred Heart had 11. Wynot had 7. Ball City Sacred Heart, 3 offensive rebounds, 8 on defense. Wynot had 2 offensive rebounds and 5 on defense. No block shots, 1 steal for Wynot. No block shots and 1 steal for Fall City Sacred Hearts. And again, Fall City Sacred Hearts got the lead 20-16 over Wynots. Leading the way for Fall City Sacred Hearts was Elizabeth Magdance. She had 8. Maggie Goltz had 8 points. 2 for Sarah Wartenberger. 2 points for Abby Magdance. For Wynots, they got 5 points here in the first half by Jenny Heine. 5 points from Skylar Arkfeld. 3 for Carissa Kuda. 2 points from Danielle Weisler. And 2 points for Courtney Arkfeld. So it's a Class D2 state championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio. And the score here at halftime is Fall City Sacred Heart 20 and Wynot 16. Fall City Sacred Heart trailed by 1 point after the first quarter, 11-10. And now the Irish with a 4-point lead here going into quarter number 3. It is 20-16. Wynot will get the ball first to begin the second half of play. And play is back in. Danielle Weisler has got the ball. Fall City Sacred Heart will stay here in the zone defense. There's a 15-footer put up there and in by Danielle Weisler right off of the bat. Scores inside the free throw circle there. Weisler cans one. She got 4 points in the ball game, and now it's 20-18. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the lead. Irish have the ball inside to Goltz. Her shot is up there and in. Maggie Goltz scoring for Fall City Sacred Heart. She's got 10 points in the ball game. The two teams trade baskets to begin this third quarter play. Heine has it swatted out of her hands. They're out of bounds by Abby Magdance. It'll be Wynot playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway here in the second half. 7:29 to go in the third quarter. It's 22-18. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the lead. And what has been a low-scoring day today in all the state championship games that we have seen so far. This is the fourth of 6 we're seeing here today at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Down in the right corner is going to be Kuda. Her pass is going to be deflected out here. Picked up in three-point territory by Jenny Heine. She brings it to the top of the key and gets it into the hands of Danielle Weisler. Now to Heine. Free throw line extended left side. Heine penetrating. One-hander in the lane is blocked down, and the foul is going to be called. Jade Hill of Fall City Sacred Heart picking up the foul for the Irish. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 1 in Fall City Sacred Heart here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jenna Heine for Wynots. Heine's got 5 points in the ball game thus far on a 3 and a 2. This will be her first free throw. Her shot is up there and in. Jenna Heine scored 13 points on Thursday in the ball game against Hampton, which Wynot won 66-48. And she scored 11 points yesterday in the semifinals in their 42-32 win over Sandhills Thetford. Jenna Heine's next free throw is up there and in. She's now got 7 in the ball game. It's a 22-20 ball game. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the lead. They break the pressure. They bring it into the forward court. That's going to be Mag Danson. She throws the ball away. They break the pressure, and then they throw the ball out of bounds, trying to take it down in the right corner. A turnover on Fall City Sacred Heart here in the ball game. The Irish now have a total of 5 turnovers in the ball game. Wynot has turned the ball over only twice. That's a low-scoring affair here, 22-20. Driving down the lane is going to be Weisler. As it mishandled, is picked up on the baseline. His shot is up there, no good. Now it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Fall City Sacred Heart ball. Weisler lost control of it down the lane. It was picked up down there by Arkfeld. She couldn't score. And the ball knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Fall City Sacred Heart playing it in on the right sideline. It's going to be Maggie Goltz with the ball. Goltz down to Alexi Barnes. Gets it across the 10-second line to Magdance. Elizabeth Magdance hands it away to Abby Magdance, right in front of us here on the near sideline. They lob it on the high post to Jade Hill, who hands it away to Abby Magdance. Down in the corner to Elizabeth Magdance. She brings it on the floor. Out to the top of the key. Now dumps it down low to Goltz. Kicks it down in the corner to Barnes. Back inside to Goltz. She's double-teamed. Flips it away to Jade Hill. Her shot's going to be blocked down. It is picked up inside by Goltz, and she's fouled in a play. Goltz is going to go to the free throw line for 2 as she was fouled in a play there. It's going to go on Christy Bruning. That's going to be her second foul for Wynot. It's going to be Maggie Goltz going to the free throw line. The Irish 8 out of 8 from the line so far today. Shot is up there. It's good. Maggie Goltz now 5 out of 5. Elizabeth Magdance has the other 4 free throws. Maggie Goltz has now got 11 points in the ball game for Fall City Sacred Hearts. The Irish have a 3-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. That's the first miss of the day. And the rebound comes down to Wynot. Christy Bruning with a rebound. Here come the Blue Devils back the other way on the far sideline. Jenna Heine with the ball to the free throw line. A shot is up there by Arkfeld. No good. And a rebound to Barnes, and a foul is going to be called. Lexi Barnes got the rebound there for Fall City Sacred Hearts. And a foul is going to go on Lauren Company's going to go on to Christy Bruning. That's going to be her third personal foul. Bruning picks up her third personal. So now it's a 23-20 ball game. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a three-point lead. 5:50 to play here in the third quarter. Irish have the ball. Abby Magdance dribbling behind her back to bring it into the offensive zone here and then loses the ball out of bounds. She dribbles behind her back to get it across the 10-second line, and she came into the forecourt and lost control of the ball out of bounds. So a turnover in Fall City Sacred Hearts. That's going to be their sixth of the ball game. But now it's going to be Wynot playing the ball in here in backcourt. 5 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in this third quarter. 23-20 is the score. Fall City Sacred Heart out on top. Arkfeld shot's going to be blocked down by Goltz. Goltz has got the ball now for Fall City Sacred Heart. Gets the pass ahead to Jade Hill. Hill has it deflected. Picked back up out here by Goltz. Comes over to Elizabeth Magdance. She drives into the hole. A shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Courtney Arkfeld is going to pick up the personal foul here for Wynot. That's going to be her second. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Fall City Sacred Heart playing the ball in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's going to be the first personal foul called on Wynot here in this second half of play. Fall City Sacred Heart will inbound the ball down here in the corner. Abby Magdance has got it. Dribbles to the top of the key. Stops there. Goes to the elbow to Jade Hill. Out of Lexi Barnes. She puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Elizabeth Magdance on the wing. She puts it on the floor and dribbles down the left side of the lane. Stops and dumps it inside to Goltz. Her shot is up and in. Maggie Goltz scoring her fourth field goal of the ball game. She's now got 13 in the contest. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a five-point lead over the four-time defending champions, the Blue Devils of Wynot. 25-20 is the score. Here's Wynot dribbling with the basketball left to right across the top of the key. Weisler drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot off of the window bounces off there. No good. Long rebound is picked up by Skylar Arkfeld, and she's calling for the traveling violation. Arkfeld is calling for the traveling violation. So it's going to be Fall City Sacred Heart basketball. They've been telling you about Wynot has won the last four state championships in a row. They also played in the state championship ball game back in 2010, but were the runner-up. So they have been in the state championship ball game for the last 5 years, winning four of those, finishing second one time. And right now, they are trailing here by 5 points at 25-20. We're in the third quarter of play. Now Elizabeth Magdance is fouled into play here by Jenna Heine. Her check that is going to go on Marissa Kuda. She picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Blue Devils. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Fall City Sacred Heart playing it in off of the far sideline. Lexi Barnes will get things in to Abby Magdance. Wynot's now in a man-to-man defense. They've been zone and man-to-man here in this ball game. Abby takes it down in the corner, down to the elbow. Jade Hill to Lexi Barnes down in the left corner. She puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Lexi Barnes flips it away to Elizabeth Magdance around the screen. Magdance at the top of the circle. Looking, finally gets the rivet. Now to Abby Magdance. She dribbles out here to the top of the key. Magdance down the left side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot no good, but she draws the personal foul. And Abby Magdance will go to the free throw line now for a Fall City Sacred Hearts. Personal foul is going to be whistled here. It's going to go on to Courtney Arkfeld. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number five on the Blue Devils here in the second half of play. Abby Magdance going to the free throw line for Fall City Sacred Hearts. She's got 2 points. And the first free throw of the day is up there and in. Magdance will get one more. Barnes comes out. Into the ball game now will be Kelsey Foraker for Fall City Sacred Hearts. Foraker is a 5'6" senior for the Irish. Next shot is up there and in for Abby Magdance. And now we got a timeout on the floor. We've got a timeout on the floor here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. This timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
All right, back at Pinnacle Bank Arena, championship Saturday here in girls high school basketball. Just joining us, Class B today was won by Lincoln Pius. They won their third overall championship, 41-33 over Norris. Pierce beating Kearney Catholic today for their third straight, 38-35 over the Stars. Class D1 was won by St. Mary's as they beat Dundee County Stratton by a score of 52-33, the first ever state championship for O'Neill St. Mary's. Bald City Sacred Hearts trying to win the title here in Class D2. They've got the lead over the four-time defending champions, the Blue Devils of Wynot. The score is 27-20, but Wynot's got the basketball. Danielle Weisler brings it up on the dribble, reverses the ball, gets it to Olivia Weisler. Olivia out here in three-point territory, gets into the hands now of Jenna Heine. Heine behind the screen, boots it to the top of the key, flips it away to Danielle Weisler. Bald City Sacred Heart is in a zone defense here. Olivia Weisler takes it to the elbow, gives it up now to Danielle Weisler. She retreats out here in three-point territory. Swings it right side to Jenny Heine, dribbles behind her back at the top of the key. Can't penetrate. Now Danielle Weisler to Heine, throws up a 17-footer, shot no good, and she fouled in the play. Jenna Heine will go to the free throw line here for Wynot. She was fouled in the play here by Falls City Sacred Heart. It'll go on Kelsey Foraker. That'll be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Irish here in this second half of play. Jenna Heine to the free throw line. She will have two shots here. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there and in. They say she was out here in three-point territory, so she's going to get three shots. So Jenna Heine will get to three shots here. She hits her first one. That makes the score 27-21 in favor of Falls City Sacred Heart. Next shot is up there. It is good by Heine, and she'll get one more. Heine has scored points of 13 and 11 so far in the two outings. And their wins over Hampton and Sandhills Thetford here this week. Now Jenna Heine will have one more shot here. Ball City Sacred Heart has got a 5-point lead, 27-22. Next shot is up there is good. She cans all three, so that gets Wynot back into the ball game here. After Fall City Sacred Heart had a 7-point lead, 27-23. We got 3:13 to play here in the third quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena tonight. Abby Magdance with the ball down the far sideline, down to a Maggie Goltz. Maggie Goltz looking to penetrate around the screen, moves it to the left side of the lane. Maggie Goltz gives it up now to Lexi Barnes, drives it to the hole down the right side. Her shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. Lexi Barnes took it right to the hole there for Falls City Sacred Hearts. The foul here is going to go on the Wynot. It's going to go on Danielle Weisler. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number six on Wynot here in the second half of play. Lexi Barnes going to the free throw line for Falls City Sacred Hearts. She has not scored so far tonight, and she still hasn't, as this one bangs off of the rim, no good. Lexi Barnes, she has scored 13 points in the state tournament so far. 3 on Thursday against Crawford and 10 on Friday against Stewart. And the ball game now for Wynot is going to be a Christy Bruning. Lexi Barnes back to the free throw line here for Falls City Sacred Heart. Their shot is up to that one, barely draws iron. And the rebound comes down to Danielle Weisler. Weisler lost control of it, but she picks it up. Weisler out of the near sideline to Jenna Heine. She drives it all to the baseline, but can't throw up a shot. Heine, bounce pass goes inside. Wheeling is Bruning. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Goltz for Falls City Sacred Heart. Goltz gets it to the right sideline to Lexi Barnes. Here comes Barnes on the break. Dumps it off inside. And now we got a foul called. They got the ball right in front of the basket there to Jade Hill, but then she was fouled in the play. And that's going to send Jade Hill to the free throw line. Hill so far today has not scored. So Jade Hill to the free throw line now for Falls City Sacred Hearts. Her shot is up there and it's off of the left side. It is no good, but she gets her own rebound. Now back inside to it. There was a Lauren Parrish grabbing the rebound inside to Jade Hill, and Hill misses the shot. Rebound comes down to a Wynot back the other way. In the lane is Danielle Weisler. Throws it out on the wing to Arkfelder. Shot from 17, no good. Rebound comes down to Abby Magdance. Back dance now to a Maggie Goltz across the 10-second line down the right side for Falls City Sacred Hearts. 27-23 is the score. The Irish have got a four-point lead. Now dribble penetration there by Magdance. A big collision and a foul is going to be called. A big collision here. Wynot's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be Jenna Heine taking up the foul. That's going to be a check. That's going to be on Olivia Weisler. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Wynot here in this second half of play. Abby Magdance going to the free throw line down for the Irish. Eyes the bucket. Their shot is up there, and the shot is good. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line today. Ball City Sacred Heart. Well, he missed a couple of free throws all day long today. Now Abby Magdance will have another shot. She looks up there. The Irish with a 5-point lead. Next shot is up there. Halfway down. Falls off. No good. We jinxed her. And now Wynot has got the ball coming back the other way. Trailing here in the ball game. This is going to be a Jenna Heine with the ball. Dribbles left or right across the top of the key. Throws it out here. A 3-pointer by Schramm. It's going to be no good. An air ball. And it's going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be Fall City Sacred Heart playing it in. Melissa Schramm just came off of the bench. And what she do? Her very first thing, she touches the ball. Bombs away from three. And she misses everything. And the rebound goes out of bounds. And Fall City Sacred Heart will come back with the ball. The Irish with a 5-point lead, 28-23. Abby Magdance has got it down to Elizabeth Magdance. Dribbles down to left side of the lane, flips it away to Lexi Barnes behind a couple of screens. Brings it out here in 3-point territory again to Abby Magdance. High post to Sarah Wartenberger is into the ball game now. There's Elizabeth Magdance at the top of the key. Out to Abby for 3. Shot is up there. It's no good. And a rebound on the weak side there by Wynot. Blue Devils have the ball down the far sideline to a Jenna Heine. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone right at the top of the three-point arc. Sends it right side to Danielle Weisler. She goes for the goal and loses the ball out of bounds. A turnover on Wynot here in the ball game. That's going to be their fourth. Ball City Sacred Heart will come back with the ball. 1:09 to play here in the third quarter. 1:09 to play in the third. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the lead over Wynot by the score of 28-23. So it's going to be Fall City Sacred Heart coming back the other way now. Wynot's going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Bring the ball to the right sideline is Abby Magdance. Magdance comes to the near side, flips it away to Lexi Barnes. They dribble to the opposite side of the floor now. They take it to the right side. They hand it away over there to Kelsey Foraker, who comes to the near side and hands the ball away to Abby Magdance. Now they lob it inside. There's a Jade Hill who shots up and in. Jade Hill scoring there for Falls City Sacred Heart, and the Irish have a 7-point lead over the 4-time defending champions, the Blue Devils of Wynot. And now we have a timeout called here by Wynot. Timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Our high school basketball coverage from the Girls State Tournament in Lincoln brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and also by Mary Lanning Healthcare celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Two more games yet to go tonight here on ESPN Radio. We've got the Class A championship game at 6:30 tonight. Norfolk will take on Omaha Westside. Norfolk, one of the stories of the state tournament so far. They came in as a number 8 seed in Class A. They had a record of 13 wins and 12 losses on the year. and they beat the defending champions and previously undefeated Omaha Benson on Thursday. Then last night, they knocked out Bellevue West in the semifinals, so Norfolk will be playing for their first ever state championship in girls basketball as they take on Omaha West Side, the number 3 seed in Class A. That's our next game coming up, and then we'll finish things off with Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Crofton tonight here on ESPN Radio. 38.3 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a 7-point lead over Wynot here in this Class D2 final. It'll be Wynot inbounding the ball. Danielle Wiesler has got it. Out here in 3-point territory, Fall City Sacred Heart just going to be content with playing the zone defense. Wiesler has got the ball on the wing on the right side. There's a diagonal pass across the lane. The Arkfelder shot on the baseline is going to be no good. And the ball is ripped out of there by Wartenberger, Sarah Wartenberger of the Fall City Sacred Hearts. Now to Lexi Barnes on the far sideline. Here's a pass going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Arkfeld. She drives to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got foul call on the rebound. So Fall City Sacred Heart turns the ball away, but Arkfeld cannot finish at the rim. And now we got a personal foul called here on Fall City Sacred Hearts. With 10.3 seconds to play here in this one. Foul is called on Barnes. So now it's going to be Wynot playing things in. Lexi Barnes picks up her second personal foul. Wynot played things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Down there in the corner to Jenna Heine. Heine looks at the three-pointer. 4 seconds. Out on top now to Arkfeld. Comes across the top to Wiesler. Her shot for three. She banks one home. Danielle Wiesler banks one home from the top of the key to end this third quarter for Wynot. So the Blue Devils are back to within 4 points as we head to the final quarter. Danielle Wiesler banks in a three-pointer from the top of the key. 3 quarters in the books tonight in the Class D2 State Championship ball game. It's Fall City Sacred Heart 30 and Wynot 26.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
I'm back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today here on ESPN Radio. Fall City Sacred Heart and Wynot going toe-to-toe here for the Class D2 title. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a 4-point lead, 30-26 over Wynot as we head to the fourth and final quarter. Wynot led at the end of one, 11-10. Fall City Sacred Heart with a 20-16 lead at halftime. Each team scoring 10 points in the third quarter. Wynot getting the three-pointer right at the end of the quarter by Danielle Wiesler to pull him back within 4 points at 30-26. Wynot hitting 8 out of 29 from the field tonight for 27%. Fall City Sacred Heart 9 out of 19 for 47%. Three-pointers, Wynot 2 out of 9, 22%. And the Fall City Sacred Heart 0 for 4. Wynot lucky to be in a basketball game, hitting 27% of their field goals and 22% from three-point territory, but somehow they're within 4 points here at 30-26. There's Fall City Sacred Heart with the ball. Lexi Barnes, free throw line extended left side, dumps it down low to Goltz. Goltz is coming up, comes out to Abby Magbunch at the left wing. She dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Wynot is in a man-to-man defense. Lexi Barnes has got it now. She dribbles to the top of the key, traveling violation. Barnes is hit with a traveling violation, the 8th turnover on Fall City Sacred Heart. She was being pressured out there by Danielle Wiesler of Wynot. So a turnover on the Irish. And now Wynot with a chance to slice into this 4-point lead. We're in the fourth quarter, 7.5 to play in the ballgame. Wiesler has got the ball. Fall City Sacred Heart stays with his zone defense. Wiesler at the top of the key. Skip pass goes down to Arkfeld, drives the baseline, gives away to Courtney Arkfeld. Back outside, a 3-pointer put up there. No good by Kuda. The rebound comes down to Goltz. Goltz has got it now for Fall City Sacred Heart. She'll bring the ball up. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Goltz flips the ball away now to Abby Magdance. Man-to-man defense here for Wynot. Right on her face defensively is Jenna Heine. There's Elizabeth Magdance driving down the left side of the lane, down in the corner to Lexi Barnes. She dribbles up high on the left side of the lane. Lobs it back out here to Maggie Goltz out in three-point territory. Goltz looking to penetrate, stops at the free throw line. Down to Elizabeth Magdance. She puts it on the floor, gives it away to Abby Magdance. She takes it to the right side of the lane. Abby Magdance out to Goltz in three-point territory. Abby Goltz, or Maggie Goltz, takes it down the lane. Her shot is up there. There's no good, and she's fouled in the play. Very strange offense. They dribble to the right side of the floor. They dribble to the left side of the floor. They dribble back to the right side and hand it off. Then they come back to the left side and hand it off. Then they attack the basket, and finally Maggie Goltz gets the personal foul inside. She'll go to the free throw line down to shoot two. She's 5 out of 6 in the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's no good. She'll get one more. 30-26 is the score. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a 4-point lead over Wynot here in this one. Maggie Goltz will have another one. Her shot is up there, and the shot is no good. So after hitting her first 5 tonight, she's missed her last 3. Now she's going to have another chance because somebody was in the lane too soon for Wynot. Coming into the ball game now for Wynot. There's going to be Bruning. Christy Bruning is coming back into the ball game. Skylar Arkfeld, I think, was the girl who's in the lane too soon, and she will come to the bench. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Maggie Gold, so she gets one to go down. She's got 14 in the ball game. Ball City Sacred Heart with a 5-point lead. Heine for 3, shot good. Jenna Heine knocks down a 3-ball for Wynot. She's got 13 in the ball game, and the Blue Devils are within 1 point, 31-29. 6:19 to play now here in the fourth quarter from Pinnacle Bank Arena in the Class D2 state championship game. Elizabeth Magdance with the ball. Comes to the left side of the lane. Goes up for a shot, and she is hammered on the play. No question there. Carissa Kuda, like a tomahawk chop, picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her 4th. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Wynot. Elizabeth Magdance will go to the free throw line now for Fall City Sacred Heart. She is 4 out of 4 from the line today. 8 points in the game. Her shot is up there. Air ball. So after shooting the ball so well for Fall City Sacred Heart, the last half a quarter or so, they have not been very good. Elizabeth Magdance will have another shot. Puts it up there. The shot this time is off of the back iron. No good. The ball tapped out and is picked up by Heine. She's out on the play, but no foul call. 31-29. Wynot down by 2 points. They've got the ball. Your 4-time defending champions down by 2. But they got the ball in their offensive zone. There's Olivia Weisler with the ball out to Jenna Heine. Heine gives the ball away to Danielle Weisler. Danielle Weisler now to Olivia Weisler. She dribbles to the left side of the floor, and the foul is going to be called here on Fall City Sacred Hearts. Chipping the ball away and picking up the foul is going to be Abby Magdance. That's going to be her first personal. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Irish here in the second half of play. No free throws here. Wynot's got 10 team fouls, so Fall City Sacred Heart is in the double bonus down the stretch here. 5:43 to play in the ball game. Fall City Sacred Heart with a 2-point lead over Wynot, 31-29. There's a Danielle Weisler with the ball around the screen. Weisler at the top of the key, takes it to the free throw line. Now to Jenny Heine. Jenna Heine dribbling with the ball on the left side. Now she reverses it, comes over here to Danielle Weisler, takes off, drives it for the hole, a shot no good. Offensive rebound, foul up and in. Christy Bruning got the offensive board and the putback, and we're tied up at 31 points apiece. Ball City Sacred Heart with the ball, and now the Irish win to call a timeout. Wynot has come back to tie the game at 31 points apiece with 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We'll have more after this.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln for the Class D2 State Championship ball game today on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. So why not? They are back into a tie ball game now at 31 points apiece. As we approach the five-minute mark, they go inside to Goltz for Fall City Sacred Heart, and a shot for the window is good. Maggie Gold scoring there for the Irish. She's got 16 points in the ball game. Ball City Sacred Heart back out on top by a score of 33-31. We've got 4:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. Jenna Heine with the ball now for Wynot. Dribbles to the top of the key. Skip pass goes down to Arkfeld. Arkfeld works against Goltz. They work it back outside the ring down to Heine. Heine gets it to a Weisler. She tries to penetrate, stops here. And now Wynot wants to call a timeout. Wynot wants to talk things over. So another timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. You're listening to the Class D2 State Championship game from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio tonight. First game of three we'll have for you during the second session. Class A is coming up next between Norfolk, who's already upset two teams here in the state tournament, taking on Omaha Westside. And then you've got Crofton, the three-time defending champs in Class C2, playing Hastings St. Cecilia in the nightcap tonight at 8:30. 33-31 is the score. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a two-point lead over Wynot here as we're just by the four-and-a-half-minute mark here in this fourth quarter of play. Jenna Heine has got the ball around the screen from Weisler. Drives the ball to the hole. Has it knocked out of her hands. Picked up by Bruning. The shot is good, but it won't count. We're going to have a foul before the follow shot by Bruning. Elizabeth Magdans picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. 10 fouls plus on Fall City Sacred Hearts. Wynot will play things in. Driving down the lane is going to be Weisler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball again is swatted out of bounds, and they give the ball to Wynot. So Wynot will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4:08 to play. Into the ball game now for Wynot. It's going to be Carissa Kuda coming to the ball game now. Weisler will play things in way out on top. That's a Kuda with the ball. Kuda gets the ball to Jenna Heine. Bounce pass on the wing. High left side to get it to Weisler. Now to Heine. Right side to Kuda. Back out to Heine. Dribbles behind her back. Bounce pass goes to Kuda here on the near sideline. Carissa Kuda looking to penetrate on the baseline and can't do it. Has to get rid of it. Sends it inside. A shot is up there and in. That's Arkfeld. Courtney Arkfeld scoring her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Now we're tied up at 33 points apiece with 3:33 to play here in the fourth quarter in the Class D2 State Championship ball game. Abby Magdance has got the ball here on the left side of the lane. Dribbles now the other way. Takes another right side. Kicks it out here to Elizabeth Magdance inside the free throw circle. Shot good. Elizabeth Magdance scoring there. She's got 10 points in the ball game, and the Irish go out on top now by a score up 35-33 with 3:13 to play. Bounce pass to Arkfeld. Has it knocked out of her hands and is picked up here by Elizabeth Magdance. A turnover on Wynot. That's their fifth of the ball game. And now with 3 minutes to go in the ball game, Fall City Sacred Heart has got a two-point lead, 35-33. They've got the ball. Abby Magdance gets away, drives into the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Abby Magdan scoring there for the Irish. She's got 7 points in the ball game. That's the luck of the Irish. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a 4-point lead, 37-33. Now we got a foul coming back the other way on Fall City Sacred Heart as they were driving the ball in the hole. That's going to go on Abby Magdance. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number six. Check that. Yeah, team foul number six on Fall City Sacred Heart in the second half of play. So no free throws. Why not? We'll play things in. They come way out outside the ring now to Kuda. It gets into the hands of Heine. Bounce pass comes over to Weisler on the wing. Right side, a lob pass. They get it inside to Arkfeld. She can't go up to the shot. Off to Kuda, top of the key. Heine drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by the Irish. Abby Magdance has got the ball for Fall City Sacred Heart to the near sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. Magdance now takes it to the top of the key. Down the right side of the lane. Throws it out to the far side. A three-pointer. Good. Elizabeth Magdance throwing up a three-pointer for the Irish. She's got 13 in the ball game. Fall City Sacred Heart with a 7-point lead. 40-33. Now with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. So the Irish on a 7-0 run after Wynot tying the score at 33 points apiece. Here's Weisler with the ball. Now Wynot wants to call a timeout. Fall City Sacred Heart on a 7-0 run. 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break. The timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Fall City Sacred Heart out on top of the defending champs, the Wynot Blue Devils here in this one. Wynot has got the ball in their offensive end, shooting to our basket to our right in their blue and black uniforms. There's a shot by Heine up there, no good from three-point territory. The ball is loose, and Arkfeld grabs the ball for Wynot. They get it to Danielle Weisler out to Heine for three. Shot good. Jenna Heine buries a three that pulls Wynot within the 4 points now at 40-36. Pressure in backcourt, traveling violation. Lexi Barnes is whistled for the traveling violation on Fall City Sacred Heart. That's going to be their ninth turnover. So Wynot will play things in off of the far sideline. Still plenty of time. We've got a minute and 30 seconds to play. Wynot is trailing by 4 points in the ball game. Danielle Weisler has got the ball. Weisler now to a Jenna Heine. Heine works it inside to Arkfeld. Traveling violation on Arkfeld. Courtney Arkfeld with her back to the basket. It's whistled for the traveling violation. That's six turnovers now on the Blue Devils of Wynot. Fall City Sacred Heart will inbound the ball now. Here's a Goltz with the ball on the far sideline. Maggie Goltz gets it to a Magdance, and now the Irish win to call a timeout. Fall City Sacred Heart burns another timeout here in the fourth quarter of play. A minute and 18 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Fall City Sacred Heart 40 and Wynot 36.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. So a minute and 18 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the lead. over Wynock. The score 40-36. Irish will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Lexi Barnes looking to get things in. She does. This is a Maggie Goltz with the ball now. She'll bring things up against Courtney Arkfeld. Gets it to Abby Magdance. Now to Elizabeth Magdance out near the 10-second line to Lexi Barnes. They throw it out here to Maggie Goltz. They're just playing catch with it now out here in 3-point territory to try to run some clock. A minute to play here in this basketball game. Magdance has got it now to the far sideline. Hanging on the ball over there is going to be Goltz out near the 10-second line. Maggie Goltz gets into the hands of Elizabeth Magdance. It's a man-to-man defense for Wynott. Now to Lexi Barnes, and she can be fouled in the play. Skylar Arkfeld comes up and gives her a big old shove out here out in 3-point territory. And that's going to send Fall City Sacred Heart to the free throw line. Lexi Barnes will toe the mark here for the Irish. That's going to be team foul number 10-plus on Wynott. So this will be a two-shot foul. Barnes will have a couple of free throws. She has not scored so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. End of the ball game now for Wynott. It's going to be Christy Bruning. Bruning comes in. Skylar Arkfeld checks out. 40-36. Fall City Sacred Heart with a 4-point lead over the four-time defending champions in Wynott. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be short. No good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up by Wynott. Kuda has got the ball down the right sideline. Now to Heine. Heine comes out into 3-point territory. Weisler for three. Bingo. Danielle Weisler nails a three ball. Now it's 40-39 in a timeout. Fall City Sacred Hearts. Wynott has come back again. And the Blue Devils are down by just a single point now with 30 seconds to play in this basketball game. The timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The first game of three we'll have for you tonight. This is the second session. Earlier today, it was St. Mary's winning in Class D1 in our first ball game. That one was followed up by the Class C1 win by Pierce over Kearney Catholic. And the last game of the first session we had today was the Class B encounter with Lincoln Pius picking up a win over Norris. This is Class D2. Has been a dandy here in the second half after a so-so first half of play. 40-39 is the score. Fall City Sacred Heart with a one-point lead. Irish have the ball here in backcourt. Under 30 seconds to play now. Magdance has got it. Abby Magdance takes it to the far sideline to Elizabeth Magdance. They're into the offensive zone. Now to Goltz. She tries to hand the ball away, and a foul is going to be called. That was 17.2 seconds to play. A foul called out here just across the 10-second line. That's going to send the Irish to the free throw line. Danielle Weisler picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So now Maggie Goltz goes to the free throw line for Fall City Sacred Heart. She is 6 out of 8 from the line in this ball game. She's got 16 points. Goltz's free throw is up there, and the shot is good. Fall City Sacred Heart trying to win their first state championship since 2000. They won state titles in 1998, 1999, and 2000. Runner-up in 2002, 2003, and 2007. Next shot by Goltz, good. Fall City Sacred Heart now with a 3-point lead, 42-39 with 15 seconds to play. Heine bombs out here to Weisler. Weisler, NBA 3, shot short, no good. Rebound Bruning, and a foul is going to be called. Christy Bruning got the offensive rebound there for Wynott. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Fall City Sacred Hearts. It's going to go on Jade Hill. That's going to be her third. That's going to send Bruning to the free throw line. She's got 2 points in the ball game so far on a field goal. And now the Irish are going to burn another timeout. They've still got two left. Fall City Sacred Heart calls the timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Mike Will back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena tonight on ESPN Radio. Our high school basketball coverage from the Girls State Tournament brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare celebrating 100 years of inspired care. So the Class D2 State Championship ball game has come down to the final 8.1 seconds here in this one. Fall City Sacred Heart has got a three-point lead over Wynot. It is 42-39. Christy Bruning will go to the free throw line for Wynot. She's got one field goal and 2 points so far in this basketball game. She has not been to the line. Looks up to the shot. Is going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It's brought down by Fall City Sacred Hearts. Goltz, and the foul is going to be called. So Christy Bruning misses on the free throw. The rebound comes down to Maggie Goltz of Fall City Sacred Heart. She is fouled into play here. And now Maggie Goltz will go to the free throw line again. Maggie Goltz to the free throw line. She is 8 out of 10 from the free throw line tonight. She'll have two shots here. Maggie looks up there, and the shot is around the rim and down.
Game over.
That makes the score 43-39 in favor of Fall City Sacred Heart with 6.3 seconds to play. Maggie Goltz will have one more free throw. As she looks up there, stirs it down. The shot is good. 20 points for Maggie Goltz, and it's a 44-39 ball game. Here's Heine with the ball, and she loses the ball out of bounds for Wynot. And that's going to be all she wrote for the Blue Devils. Jenna Heine grabs the ball on the far sideline, dribbles it, and she was out of bounds. So a turnover on the Blue Devils of Wynot. It'll be Fall City Sacred Heart playing it in, but not before Wynot calls another timeout, down by 5 points with 3.6 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, another timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We'll have more after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
All right, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, the Class D2 State Championship ball game tonight here on ESPN Radio. Class A coming up next, followed by Class C2 in the battle between Hastings St. Cecilia and Crofton here tonight. Fall City Sacred Heart will inbound the ball. They get it to Goltz in backcourt. 1 second, and that is the ball game. Fall City Sacred Heart, the Class D2 state champions. They won their first state title in 15 years as Fall City Sacred Heart knocks off the four-time defending champions here tonight by a score of 44-39. So Fall City Sacred Heart dethrones the champions. The Wynot Blue Devils here in this one, 44-39. Fall City Sacred Heart will end the year with a mark of 28 wins and 2 losses on the season. Wynot, they will finish at 22-6. Again, Fall City Sacred Heart with a win here tonight in the Class D2 State Championship ball game. Final score of 44-39. We'll be back to recap this one for you after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, and then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
And we're back at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Class D2 state championship ball game goes to Falls City Sacred Heart. They knock off Wynot tonight by a score of 44-39. Wynot had an 11-10 lead after the first quarter. Falls City Sacred Hearts outscores the Blue Devils 20-5, actually 10-5 in the second quarter, to lead 20-16 at halftime. The Irish led 30-26 after three. In the fourth quarter, Wynot came back to tie the score at 33 points apiece. And Falls City Sacred Heart, they score seven straight points to go out on top, 40-33. Wynot again comes storming back to pull within 1 point at 40-39. But Falls City Sacred Heart holds off Wynot at the end. And they win tonight by a score of 44-39. So Wynot, the four-time defending champions, beaten here in the state championship ball game by Falls City Sacred Heart. The Irish win their first state title since 2000. They're winning the championship here tonight. Jenna Heine, she led the way tonight for Wynot as she scores 16 points in the basketball game for Wynot. Heine, she knocked down the 3 three-pointers in the ball game, was 4 out of 9 from the field tonight, 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Jenna Heine with 16 points in the ball game. Danielle Weisler also in double figures. She had 10 points. Weisler had a couple of 3-pointers. She was 4 out of 11 for the field tonight. She scores 10. The other scorers for Wynot, you had Courtney Arkfeld score 4 points. You had Skylar Arkfeld score 4. You had Carissa Kuda score 3. And Christy Bruning, she had 2 points for Wynot. By the way, our postgame show here today is brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. So he gave you the scoring for Wynot. Here's what Falls City Sacred Heart got going today. Maggie Goltz ends up with 20 points in the ball game for Falls City Sacred Heart. She was 5 out of 6 in the field and 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. Elizabeth Magdance, she finishes with 13 points in the ball game. She had 4 field goals and 6 attempts. She was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, 1 out of 3 from 3-point territory, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. So she scores 13. Abby Magdance had 7. Sarah Wurtenberger had 2 points, and Jade Hill had 2 points tonight for Falls City Sacred Hearts. Final shooting numbers into the ball game tonight. Wynot hitting 13 out of 40 from the field for 32.5%. Falls City Sacred Heart 13 out of 23 for 56%. Wynot was 5 out of 15 on 3-pointers for 33%. Falls City Sacred Heart 1 out of 5 for 20%. The Blue Devils knocked down 8 out of 10 from the free throw line for 80%. And the Irish were 17 out of 27 for 63%. The rebounds about even. The Irish had 23. Wynot had 21. Falls City Sacred Heart had 4 offensive rebounds and 19 on defense. Wynot had 9 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. 7 turnovers for Wynot, 9 for Falls City Sacred Hearts. 1 block shot for Wynot, 2 steals. Meanwhile, Falls City Sacred Heart had 1 block shot and 2 steals. The largest lead for Wynot was 4 points. That occurred with 6:21 to play in the second half. Falls City Sacred Heart, they led by as many as 7 in the third quarter at 3:55. The final score here in this one, it was Falls City Sacred Heart knocking off Wyandotte for the Class D state championship tonight by a score of 44-39. Next game up is a Class A state title game between Norfolk and Omaha Westside. That one will tip off at 6:30 tonight. Obviously, you'll be running just a little bit behind schedule. We'll have a tip-off time somewhere around 6:40 or 6:45, and we'll have the game right here on ESPN Radio. We'll come back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in just a few minutes. Again, the final score in the Class D2 state title game, it was Falls City Sacred Heart winning over Wyandotte by a score of 44-39 for ESPN. This is Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.